Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and I would like to start joining the previous speakers in congratulating you on your appointment and in thanking you for all the work that you have done during these years, we can say, because this is not just a work organized in a couple of days. You really engaged with all the state parties during the last many months. So thank you very much, and I'm pleased to assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. Italy aligning itself with the statement of the European Union, I would like to add some short remarks in my national capacity. Because, Mr. Chair, Italy sees values in the proposal to establish a scientific and technological review mechanisms. And such a body, together with the work of the meetings of experts, will contribute to strengthen the Convention. It would equip it with a dedicated forum able to draw in the knowledge of scientists and experts who are best placed to assess the potential for beneficial use as well as misuse of new technologies. I'd like to thank you, Mr. Chair, for your concept notes and for the charts, which contains all the relevant elements that we need to discuss. There are all the relevant questions, but then the answer is to us to work and to find a balance. And I believe that the presentation that has been done during this morning are really a way to address these questions, and I wish to thank all the state parties that have contributed to this discussion. Without the pretension to give an answer to all these questions, I believe that there are a few elements that are already relevant with the view to reach a common understanding on the purpose, scope, composition and working method of such a mechanism. And I'd like to refer to what other colleagues before me have called the need to find the right balance between inclusivity and manageability. I believe this is an important point, and some hybrid formats could be a possibility. And when I refer to this hybrid format, as it has been presented from UNIDIR, for example, I believe that a committee of experts could, for example, submit recommendation to another body that is representative of all the state parties. For example, this body could be the meeting of the state parties itself, or maybe the meeting of experts, like this meeting of experts, if this format is confirmed in the next ISP, of course, because this is another decision to be made during the review conference. But this is a possibility that we could look into. There are other elements that are absolutely important, but without repeating all of them, I'd like to stress one, which is at the center, I believe, of the presentation made by our distinguished German colleagues, which is independence. Independence is crucial if you want to have something substantial from this mechanism. If you really want to be advised on how to conduct our work in the conventions. Otherwise, there is the risk to lose resources and time, which are a precious thing. And finally, Mr. Chair, I believe that costs and financing are not a trivial issue here. These are important things to take into consideration. It's absolutely true that we need to find before an agreement on the main elements of this mechanism, but also taking in mind the financial situation of the conventions, I believe that we need to manage our ambitions here. And I believe that the model proposed this morning by FAS about this mixed composition of assessed contribution and voluntary contribution could be a right way to look into these aspects. Really, we hope that in the road towards the review conference, we can manage a way to find an agreement on this, and we stand ready to cooperate with you, Mr. Chair, and with all the member states, the state parties of the convention. Thank you very much.